Now, pretty one, how long hast thou been at this trade?
What trade, sir?
I cannot name it, but I shall offend.
I cannot be offended in my trade. Please you to name it.
How long have you been of this profession?
Ever since I can remember.
Did you go to it so young? Were you a gamester at 5 or 7?
Earlier too, sir, if now I am one.
This house you dwell in proclaims you a creature of sale.
And do you know this house to be such a place of resort, and we have come into it? I hear you are of honorable parts, and the governor of Mytilene.
Why, hath your principal made known unto you who I am?
Who is my principal?
Your herb woman, she that sets seeds and roots of shame and iniquity. Oh, you have heard something of my power and stand aloof for more serious wooing? But I protest unto thee, pretty one, my authority shall not see thee, nor look friendly upon thee. Come, bring us to some private place. Come, come!
If you were born to honor, show it now. If put upon you, make the judgment good that doth worthy of you.
What's this? What's this? Some more. Be sage.
What's the reason in your justice? That has power over all to undo any. You take my honor, and you will make a gap into forbidden ground, whereafter all may tread. And then if, with violence, you mar this workmanship of heaven, you will abuse your justice, kill your honor, and leave me impoverished to the world.
This same house wherein thou livest is a receptacle of all men's sins, a nurse of wickedness. How canst thou then be anything but naught that dwells within?
Oh, my good Lord, if there be fire before me, must I straightway run to burn myself? Or if, suppose, this house should be the doctor's patrimony, or a surgeon's feeding, follows it that I must needs infect myself to maintain them. My yet good Lord, make me your servant, and I will obey you. Let me live honest, and I am content. Or now, this minute, let me die. Oh, that the gods would set me free from this unhallowed place. How they did change me to the meanest bird that flies the purer air.
Now surely this is virtue's image, or rather virtue's self, come down from heaven a while to reign on earth, to teach us what we should be. I did not think thou couldst have spoke so well, ne'er dreamt thou couldst. I hither came with thoughts intemperate, foul, and deformed, the which your thoughts have washed till they are white. Your speech has mended my corrupted mind. Here's gold for thee. Persever in that clear way thou goest, and the gods strengthen thee.
The good gods preserve you.
Lady, to me the very doors and windows savor vilely. Hold, here's more gold for thee. A curse upon him, die he like a thief that robs thee of thy goodness. If thou dost hear from me, it shall be for thy good.
I beseech you, sir, one piece for me.
Avaunt, thou damned doorkeeper! Your house, but for this virgin that doth prop it, would sink and overwhelm you. Away!
How's this? We must take another course with you. If your peevish chastity, which is not worth a breakfast in the cheapest country under the cope, shall undo a whole household, let me be gelded like a spaniel. We'll have no more gentlemen driven away. Come your ways.
Whither wilt thou have me?
To take from you the jewel you hold so dear.
Pretty, tell me one thing first.
Come now, your one thing.
Who dost thou think thy enemy to be?
Why, I would wish him to be my master, or rather my mistress.
Neither of these is as bad as thou art, since they do better thee in their commands. Thou holds the place for which the pain the fiend of hell would not in reputation change.
What would you have me do? Go to the wars, would you, where a man may serve 7 years for the loss of a leg, and then not have him enough money to buy a wooden one?
Do anything but this thou doest. Empty old receptacles, or common shores of fears. Serve by indenture to the common hangman. Any of these ways are better yet than this. But thus thou professest. A baboon, could he speak, would own a name too dear. Here is money for thee. If thy master would gain by me, tell him and proclaim that I can sing, sew, weave, and dance, and I will undertake all of these to teach. I doubt not, but this populous city will yield many scholars.
But can you teach all this you speak of?
Prove it that I cannot, and take me home again, and prostitute me to the basest groom that does frequent your house.
Well, I will see what I can do for thee. If I can place thee, I will.
But amongst honest women?
Faith, my acquaintance lies little amongst them. But since my master and mistress have bought you, there's no going but by their consent. Therefore, I'll make them acquainted with your purpose, and I doubt not, but I shall find them tractable enough. Come, I will do for thee what I can. Come your ways.